Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of the Surah Arayas in Parshas Achremos. And we saw that there's Arayas of Eretz Mitzrayim, which is people who are nichna to their Yetzer, succumb to their Yetzer. And then there's Arayas of Eretz Canaan, where they made it a law, they made it a chok, that you don't have to keep these surim, that it became mutter. So now we'll explain the Pesukim B'Siyata D'Shmai, that it says in Pasuk Chof Dalet Al Tetamu B'Chol Eila, Ki B'Chol Eila Nitmo HaGoyim Asher Ani B'Shalech M'Pneichem. Don't become contaminated with all of these, because with all of these, the Goyim that I sent before you were contaminated. It writes Kol HaTovs, all of the abominations. Of course, we are commanded even on some of them, because here we're not talking about the actual Maisim. It's not that you should, we're telling you don't do all of them, but some of them you could do. That's not what it's saying. Here we're talking about the sug, the category. What category is it? The category of Canaan. And what's Canaan? What type of arayas do they do? For them, arayas is mutter. They say it's fine. Live and let live. Enjoy yourself. Don't repress yourself. That's not healthy. Let loose. Whatever you feel like doing, do rachmana litzlan. They have this mesora of Avos Avosayim. Said Avos is nus. Canaan told his children, like we saw in the previous year from the Gemara. So them being in this situation brings that memela their nitma b'chol eila al titamu b'chol eila ki b'chol eila. Once you have a law that it's mutter and that it's desideratum, it's desired, it's legislated, it's encouraged, then of course you're going to be nitma b'chol eila. Memela mitchayev shebehagdara shel sug ze shealav ba asara ne'amar adavar. Al tetamu b'chol eile, sh'ari matzav ze shayachu memeila l'chol eile. U'gishem sh'meoto tam hugdru ha'knanim be'osei kol eile. So too, we're told not to be like the Knanim who do all of these. It's not saying that if you do less, you're not warned. Of course, the Azhara is not doing any of the arayas. But we're defining the sug Azhara. This is a sug of Canaan, where they're doing all of them. They're called Leila because that's the way they are there. Because they believe that it's mutter, it's fine. So it's not even a matter of ever overcoming yourself. Do it. It's encouraged. Like today, they say, oh, he's so brave. He's so brave. He came out and now he's publicly married his boyfriend. So they say, oh, wow, he's so special. I respect him so much. It's so wonderful. So if that's going to be the attitude that people respect you for being over on biblical laws of morality, then of course they're going to do them all. Because, oh, he's so amazing. He sleeps with his friend's wife. Look at that. Wow, he's such a loving person. He loves her and he loves her and he loves her. He loves his aunt. He loves this one. He loves that one. The person's rachmana litzlan can be nichshon all the arayos. Once you make it legal, then why not? That's b'chol leila. That's the society of Canaan, as we explained in the previous year. And on that it says in Pasuk Chof Hey, Vatitame Aretz Ve'efkot Avoyna Aleh Vatoki Aretz Is Yoshvel. And the earth is going to be contaminated, and I will remember its sin on it, and the earth will vomit out its inhabitants. Shne'emar b'ze gam Vatitame Haaretz V'gam Ve'efkot Avoyna Aleh. It says two things. It says the earth is going to be contaminated, and I'm going to remember its sin on it. So we have to understand, Sharei B'Vadai, Mashma'ut Lashon Vataki, what does Vataki mean? Like Rashi writes in Pasuk Chofres, because Eretz Yisrael doesn't hold on to Ovri Avera like the Ramban is Marich in Pasuk Chofhei. And if so, that it says in Pasuk Chofhei, Vatitam Ha'aretz Ve'efkor Avoyna Aleo, that it's Mashma, that the Siba of the Avon is in the land itself. That's Mechayev Bitl Yoshvel. And it has nothing to do with Taki, which is about Hanhagas Aretz Klape Hadover Sheyeshba. Sometimes something is in the land and the land can't take it, so the land vomits it out, it expels it. That's what Rashi says it means in Pasuk Chofres. But here that doesn't seem to be what we're talking about. So how does this shtim? as the beginning of the pasuk, the earlier part of the pasuk, ve'efkod avnei alev atoki aretz yisrael. Ve'efkod avnei alev, it's mashma that it's the sin of the earth, it's the sin of the land. And then vatoki is mashma that it's not the land's sin, it's that the land can't take those in it who are sinning. אז איך מתאים ראשית הפסוק והפקוד אבונה עליה למה שכתוב בסוף הפסוק ותקי ארץ את יושביה כבר אמר לו זה על שיח הקדוש. And besides we have to understand שאם הם חטאו מה חטא הארץ, what did the earth sin? And it says והפקוד אבונה עליה, I'm going to remember it's sin on it, קליוקר אסס, the על שיח אסס, אין שם. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Shenachon, hachet atzmo hu siba leinyan shemveir Rashi bepasuk chafchet. Rashi explains a moshel of a ben melech that they gave him something disgusting to eat, and he's a ben melech, he's a prince, he's not used to these things, so he vomited it. So to Eretz Yisrael is very sensitive. So it vomits over Avera, and that's from Torah's Kohanim at the end of Parashas Kedoshim. Behind him, Shehiyot ba'aretz davar ma'us shehu ma'aseh achet upeulato b'chote hu siba lepleitato vehaka'ato. If you have an Eretz Yisrael, something disgusting, which is the act of sin, that is a reason that the earth will expel, will eject, will vomit. And Rashi is told of this. Rashi makes this dependent on the Ben Melech, because of Adinas Gufo, because of his sensitive body, he vomits what others don't. So to Eretz Yisrael, it has a special Maila. That's the way it reacts when something disgusting is in it. Like the Ramban is Marich here, because it's Dafka Machmas Malas Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. And this has nothing to do with what we've been discussing, that besides the Maaseh Achet by the Kenanim, they were Mevatel the Inyan of Arayis. So that has nothing to do with the Maaseh Apol Miisus, but rather that's a Mitzius and a massive of Prisus. It creates this new reality in the Kenanim, and that's not shy to the mashal of the Ben Melech. The Ben Melech is Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is sensitive, and it can't take over Avera. And then there's the Metzias of the Kenanim, that they were Mevat Elias or Marayas. So those are two different things. Amla Mitzad Sheni, the very fact that Eretz Yisrael is an achsanya and a mokom laknanim shekol kach mitoavim hem be'etzem mahutam be'otam anashim amufkaim mitoavat ha'arayot kevan sheretz kenan hi nekret sheperushou chalot shem be'eretz kemakom shel b'nei kenan. So Eretz Yisrael is the host of the Kenanim. And they're so abominable in their very essence. These are people who are mufka mitoavas harayis. These are people who are removed from the feeling that harayis is an abomination. So since Eretz Kenan means it's the chalos shame in the Eretz, that it's the place of the people of Canaan, of these Canaanites. So that's a chalois of ovoin be'eretz atzma. That creates a sin in the land itself, because it's the land, it's the place of these people. And then we can talk about the sin being remembered on the land. So mitzad echod, the Kenanim have to leave because of Vatitamei Aretz. They contaminated the land. They did these Maisim Roim. And therefore Vatoki Aretz is Yoshvel, because of their deeds. But not only is this the inyan of the mashal of the Ben Melech, who couldn't take these over, he was too sensitive, he couldn't take the bad food, so the Eretz Yisrael can't take over Avera, so vomits them up. But there's also Ve'efkor Avona. And that's together with the Ve'efkor Avona. That's together with the remembering the sin of the land. And that's what it says here in the Pasuk, that the Chatoim themselves, which are impure, which are Tuma, and also the Hityachasut to the sin, Mitzat Ose HaChet, which is the Avon, that's what the Efkor Avoyna Aleha. It becomes the Avon of the land because it is the host of the Canaanites who said it's not, they're not doing abominations. So those two things, both the very sin and their relationship to sin, saying that it's not sinful, that brings to the Tok Eretz Yisrael Shvel. And since this is the Mahalach, the Torah tells us, Al Titamu B'chol Eile, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Don't be contaminated with all of these, because it's going to be bad news. The goyim, they were that I'm sending away, they were contaminated this way. And what happened? But both two things. It's because of the maisim, because of the sins, because of these arayas. And also, and also, I'm going to remember the sin of the earth, that it's the host. It has a chalos shame of being the host of Canaan, who were mafkia from themselves any toeva for Arayas, any feeling of abomination for Arayas. And memeila batok eretz is yoshver, the pasuk continues. The earth is going to spit you out. V'nimtza lefize, sh'nemar kan bapasuk, שהכאת הכנענים מארץ ישראל בא מחמת שתי סיבות, two reasons for the expulsion of the Canaanites. Number one, tumas ha'aretz al yedei averus, the contamination of the land through sin, and also the avon ha'aretz, which hopefully we will explain more of. And since it's the avon ha'aretz ve'efkor avoyno aleha, I'm going to remember its sin on it again, that it's now the host of the Canaanites, and who thinks sin is permitted, and therefore that becomes the sin of the earth as the place of the host of the Canaanites. And that's what it looks like when it says in Torah's Kohanim, and the Pasuk Efkor Avon Aleha, Keman Sheni Poseach HaPinkas, Miyad Ani Goveh Et HaKol. Once I open up my Pinkas, my little notebook, my little record book, then immediately I'm going to collect everything. So first of all, what does that have to do with Efkor Avon Aleha? What does this medrash mean? Besides that, we have to understand that Psichas HaPinkas, the opening up of this notebook, is Kedei Ligvot. So what's the opening? And then, what's the point? Well, first of all, what's the point of the opening? The whole point of the opening is to collect. That seems no. That there's the stage of the opening, and then there's the totsah. That once it's open, there's not just a gviya, but there's a gviya sakol. So what's the gviya chelkis for which the pinkas was originally open? And then what's the gviya sakol? Then everything is being collected. So just to understand this medrash, Torah's Kohanim. So based on what we said, we understand very well. Sheikar ha-gviya u'ptichat ha-pinkas l'gviya alachet ha-mevi lidei ha-ka'aret et yoshveu. As we're going to see, I hope, that just for the sin alone, the earth should expel them. So the Psichas HaPinkas, the opening up of this notebook, was just for the sin that they did, that makes them worthy of expulsion. But once it was open with respect to their sins, now there's also going to be a gviya. Now there's also going to be a complete collection. Ala mitchev mitzad haaretz. That's the inyan of efkor avon aleha. Which is another inyan. For which alone there wouldn't be a pkid of shiluchem in haaretz. But once the pinkas was open for the sins that they did, so the mail is also gviya on the ve'efkor avon aleha, on the fact that it's the host of the Canaanim who uprooted the forbidden nature of sin. And they said everything is okay. So we understand the Torah's Kohanim. It's open for part A, for the very sin for which alone, for that alone is worthwhile, makes them worthy of being expelled. And then once it's open, they also get them for legalizing the sin. And that alone would not have made them worthy of being expelled. But together, now it's, they're getting it for both. So now we've opened up our Pinkas, but we have a lot more to explain B'siyat D'Shmaya, a lot more. So I just hope Hashem gives us the Koach and the Moach, and we're able to continue on into the next year, and to explain this more. And we should be Zocha Lilmodu L'Lameid L'Shmo V'Lasos, Ulekayim is called Divrei Salmo Terasa B'Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.